Pashas Truma and also Pashas Vayakel. Of course, many of the psukim are repeated. Ketz Pekudei, they'll be repeated again. So one of the psukim written in Pashas Vayakel, number 3 on the sheets, Lamed Vav Chof, Vayas Es HaKroshim, they erected the kroshim, the beams, Lamishkon, Atzei Shittim Oimdim. Atzei Shittim, see the wood that was Oimdim upright. And this is almost a word for word repeat of the pasuk in Truma, number 1 on the sheets, Va'osiso, there was the instruction, Va'osiso Es HaKroshim, Lamishkon, you should make the beams for the Mishkon, Atzei Shittim Oimdim, see the wood which is erect. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei on the base, number 4 on the sheets, derives from this pasuk a very important principle with regard to the fulfillment of all mitzvahs. Omar Chizkia, Omar Reb Yirmiah, Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yechai, Kol HaMitzvahs Kulon, all mitzvahs, Ein Adam Yotzei Bohen, one cannot be Mekayim the mitzvah, Elo Derech G'deiloson. One has to hold the item involved that you're performing the mitzvah with in the same direction that it grows naturally from the ground. Shenema, as it is written, Atzei Shittim Oimdim. These cedar woods that were used for the erection of the Mishkan had to be placed vertically upright because that's the way they grow. If they grow upright, then they have to be positioned upright. Tanya Nami Hochi, Atzei Shittim Oimdim, She Oimdim Derech G'day Losan. That's what the Torah means. When it says, Atzei Shittim Oimdim, they were erect, what the Torah is specifically pointing out is that they've got to be erect upright. As Rashi says there, number 5 on the sheets, Derech G'day Loson, Hatachtoin Lamato Vaho Elioin Lamalo. The bottom at the bottom, top at the top. You can't flip it around. If you have a tree that grows in this direction like this, then when you're putting it up for the Mishkan, you've got to put it exactly like that as it grew. You can't turn it round and have what was really the trunk of the tree on the top and the branch part of the tree at the bottom. It's got to be the exact way that it was grown.
What can that be with the brichim then?
No, the brichim, that was made from metal. That wasn't something that was a plant, that was... it's anything that comes from the ground. Now, just to whet your appetite for the subject, the Bikur Yaakov, who's the Oroch Lener in Sukkah, says, if that's the case, and we know, by the way, we're most familiar with this, of course, when it comes to Sukkahs. When we shake our Arba Minim, we'll discuss this in a moment, the Lulav, for example, has got to be held upright. If you hold the Lulav upside down, it's Mforesh Mishnah, you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah. So the Bikur Yaakov, have a look, you won't believe this, so you have to see it inside. Number 16 on the sheets, Tof Reish Nun Aleph Siv Katan Yud Gimel. Number 16, he says, V'nista pakti. I have a sofik im onu yoshve Europa. Said, we who live in Europe, yoitzin bedalad minim, would we be yoitz of the mitzvah of lulav, she godlu b'iei America of Australia? Would we be yoitz of the mitzvah with the lulav that was grown on the southern hemisphere? She yoishvin letzideinu v'tachteinu. They are, in fact, items that come from parts of the world which is, so to speak, beneath us. V'chein ipcha. And he says, She'yodua ma shekosvu hativim. It's well known what the scientists write. She'raglehem neged ragleinu. That their feet are the opposite direction to our feet. Right. And he says, Uma she'einoiflin neged hashomayim. So if that's true, so why don't they just fall off the face of the earth? I mean, if we're standing upright on the other side of the planet, they're standing the opposite direction, why don't they fall off the face of the earth? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has placed Koyach Moshech Ba'aretz. What's Koyach Moshech?
Gravity.
You don't have to be a nanoscientist, even I know that it means gravity. Ve'im keim Haminim Shegod Lusham, the Dalad Minim that grew on that part of the earth, Im Neitlin Etzleinu, if we use them at this part of the world, then it's in fact you're holding them in the exact opposite direction to which they were grown.
But you can ask more sophisticated question. Right now, if he's in Europe and he got lulav from Egypt, he needs to hold it like this.
Oh, so he says, you're quite right. He says, "Letzedeinu v'tachteinu." What about the countries that are beneath us, what about those who are to the side of us? Doesn't mean you have to calculate in the direction they were grown. So he concludes that Hochi Mistabra, logic would probably dictate that that's called Derech Delason. In other words, you don't have to use a compass to work out which angle the tree was growing in a different part of the hemisphere. This is considered Derech Delason. Okay.
Derech Delason has to be vis-a-vis the earth. In other words, it grows from the earth.
Yeah, that's his conclusion. You're right. That's his conclusion. Okay.
You didn't just visit Rishon or Achron.
This is the Archanez Shaila. This is his Hachra. Now, as we mentioned,
the picture of Yaakov, the
Archanez. The Archanez. Now, of course, we're most familiar with this halacha, number 11 on the sheets. Shulchan Aruch, Eir HaChaim, top left-hand corner, Simon Tov, Reish, Nun, Aleph, Sif, Beis. Yitoil ho'aguda b'yodoi ha'yemonis. One should take the set of Arba Minim in the right hand. By the way,
it is what he asked.
Even though Shulchan Aruch says you've got to take the lulav in your right hand, the rabbi of the Gro doesn't do this.
What?
Because he's
a left-handed. It's a yad. The Shulchan Aruch says you've got to take your Arba Minim in your right hand. Of course, that's only for right-handed people. Those who are left-handed should do otherwise. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rosheihem lamala ve'ikreihem lamata. Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly that the head, the top of the Arba Minim, has to be pointing upwards. The root, the base, has to be pointing downwards. And it's only in that way that you can mekayim the mitzvah. And in fact, of course, we're even more familiar with this because we all know that we flip round the Esrog for precisely that reason. We know that if we take all of the Arba Minim and we haven't yet said a bracha, then just by virtue of the fact that you've picked up the Arba Minim, you've been mekayim the mitzvah. So you can't now make the bracha. So how do we ensure that you're not mekayim the mitzvah? So of course, we switch round the Esrog, we hold it upside down, which means you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah, because it's not derech g'day lason, this is not the way that it grows. Now you make your bracha, and then you switch it over. So there we are using the principle of derech g'day lason in our own favor. By the way, it's a bit complicated, because of course anybody who's seen an esrog tree will see that's exactly how esrogim grow. When we hold them up like this with a pitum on the top, that's not the way they grow.
So they're falling
out from the weight. Oh, the Mogen Avraham is very bothered by it. And by the way, if you look at Rashi there in Sukkah, Rashi says, Kol ha-mitzvahs, all mitzvahs you've got to do derech delos. And Rashi says, Kegoin, Kroshe ha-mishkon, va-amudim, v'lulav, v'hadas, v'arova. Lulav, hadas, v'arova. Well, what happened to Esrog? Rashi would have said lulav, so I would have said it means lulav, etc. Lulav, Hadas, V'arova. What happened to Esrog? So the Mogen Avraham already points out what you said. That the Esrog, the real way that it grows is upright. It's just its own weight means that it falls, and now the pitum is pointing downwards. But its natural direction of growth is upwards. The fruit will grow upwards, its weight just pulls it down. Therefore, when you hold an Esrog upside down, that's not considered Derech G'day Lason. Even though if you look at a tree, that's precisely the direction it's pointing, but that's not the way it grows, that's just the way it falls.
But it would twist the branch if that was the case.
No, that's not good.
The ukutz. The ukutz is now.
It wants to grow up, and because of the way it is all that means, it twists the branch.
Why do I have to do it? It bends the branch.
It's exactly like your branch.
It bends the branch. Slowly.
Have a look at a tree, that is the way it grows. I can't argue with the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says.
They meant different than we've seen.
Mechanics.
Right. We count everything from base where it's growing.
It is around you, right? But why can't it just go down? Someone's standing up, can slowly bend down.
Where's bottom where it's grow from? It's how we define bottom.
There's a ball here, and it just goes like this.
Could be any direction.
Yeah. Listen, when we hold the Esrog, we put it at the top.
We call bottom. The definition of bottom, place where it grow from.
As it gets heavier, it slowly bends the branch.
As a direction,
like this.
It's up. Even, it doesn't matter how it's looked.
Oh, I see.
Is that so?
You mean it's not a compass direction. The bottom is the ground.
Both questions are answered.
Which question?
It was the people in Australia, whatever.
Ah, right.
It's brittle.
Yeah, good point.
It's solid.
This is how
folds
are. Very good. Michael is saying that Derech G'day Lason has nothing to do, perhaps, with the compass direction in which it's pointing. When we define the bottom and the top, we don't mean what's higher and what's lower. the bottom is the point of contact with the earth or the tree, and the top is the other end. So it doesn't matter, an esrog, whether it's the weight or it doesn't matter, whatever it is, whatever it grows downwards. But the point of contact with the earth, with the ground, is what we call the ukat, the bottom of the esrog. The fact that it's vertically higher than the pitum doesn't mean that becomes the top. If you might be right, and therefore so too with regard to his Australian shaila. If at the end of the day, that's probably what the Aruch Lanei means. The fact that in Australia, the Lulavim, as it were, are growing in an opposite direction to over here, but the top and the bottom of an item is defined by which part is connected to the ground and which part is not.
But probably in Australia, he asked another question, more deep question. Maybe this halacha only for Israel. And if it's not Israel, doesn't matter.
Well, why should that be?
Why not? There's a lot of halachas, but only by Israel.
We're told. Kol HaMitzvos, the Gemara says. Kol HaMitzvos. Kol HaMitzvos. Right. Although, we'll soon see. Is this literal Kol HaMitzvos?
So how does Rashi still didn't mention Esrog?
Yes, it's a shayla. The Steich Hamad asked, why didn't he mention Esrog? So, one might say he avoided Esrog because the Esrog hangs down, if it's not strictly speaking.
We've got a good answer for Esrog.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. The Steich Hamad is very bothered why Rashi... Right, actually, you missed out Esther. The Sas Emes, number 6 on the sheet, says, I wonder, would you say, for example, look at the last line of that paragraph in number 6 on the sheets. The Gam Tzarech Li'iyun, he says, I wonder, Be'etz Erez, we know that there's a mitzvah to take the cedar wood tree for the Porah and the Metzorah, both. The Porah Aduma and also the Metzorah, he's got to hurl it into the fire. Would you also say that when you take this cedar wood and you're about to throw it into the fire, must you necessarily hold the wood in the direction that it grew? He doesn't explain what the tut dodim are. He just says, tzorech li'iyun. You've got to throw it into the fire. So is there a way that's dictated, in fact, you've got to hold the wood upright and then cast it into the fire? Does this concept exist there also? Another place where we find this, and we're going to come back to this, is the Magen Avraham, very interestingly, in Hilchos Shabbos, quotes a Marivayel. Marivayel is one of the Rishonim, and he says, when you are smelling your besomim for Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham, interestingly, is interested in something completely different. But he quotes and he says, "Kashmavarech boire atse besomi b'moitze Shabbos, yitol oisom derech gedei losom." The so the Magen Avraham only quotes him. He says, "Mashma shemavarech in atse besomi." So the Magen Avraham quotes this for a completely different reason. He's interested in the nusach of the bracha. But you do see, by the way, that the Marivayel says when you hold those besomim and motzeh Shabbos, you've got to hold them derech gedei losom. So don't hold the besomim upside down, hold them vertically upright. Derech gedei losam. This halacha is not brought in all the other poskim, so why not? Chiddush of the Marivayel. We'll have to see why it's not quoted.
There's another mitzvah. A mitzvah to build fence on top of your house. No?
Build it with anything you want. Build it with metal.
First of all, metal not available. It's only last 200 years. No. Forget about normal person metal. So right now,
we're going to get to this is a big
machlokes.
What about
a sukkah? All kind of metals.
What about a sukkah? We're going to get to a sukkah in a second. That's
not
where
the mitzvah.
What's not
the mitzvah?
One second. That's going to be the question. Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
The mitzvah is not there. The Torah says take 8 areas. So then the mitzvahs would have chayfets. Yeah, you can build it whatever you want. It's not
100%. We're going to get to this. Rashi says, and we're going to get back to all these mitzvahs. So what about the eights of the Parah, the eights of the Metzorah, and the Besomim? We're going to get to this. Rashi says, if you look again at number 5 on the sheet, Derech Gedei Losan, Rashi says, Hatachtoin Lamato, V'ho Elyoin Lamalo. Rashi says that what constitutes Derech Gedei Losan? The bottom at the bottom, top at the top. So there is a big shaila, and this is not just a theoretical shaila, this is a shaila which is negeh halacha lemaisa. What about sideways? Is it only if you flip something upside down completely, then it's not considered derech gedei losam? Or no, it's got to be literally in exactly the same direction as it grew, so much so that if you hold it at a sideways direction, that already would not constitute Derech Delosan. Oh, very good, that's exactly where the Poskim discuss it. So if you look carefully, you might well say that actually we don't need to discuss this further because it's Mufurish and the Rashi. On the Pasuk that we first started with, have a look at number 1 and number 2 on the sheet. The Pasuk in Truma says, V'osiso es akroshim ramishkon, atzei shittim oimdin. Says Rashi, Shehe oirech akroshim zokuf lamailo. The length of the kroshim should in fact be erect, upright. V'loita sehaksolim b'kroshim sheichvim. Do not have the beams lying flat. Liyos reichav akroshim l'goyva haksolim keresh al keresh. The Pasuk says, build the walls of the Mishkan using the beams. Had it not added that extra word, oimdim, then we wouldn't have known. Who says that the beams have to be upright? Maybe they can be placed horizontally, like this. Says Rashi, that word, oimdim, is to teach you exactly that point, that they've got to be zokuv lemaila, and don't have them sheichvim, do not have them horizontally lying one upon another. So many say, you see quite clearly in this Rashi, that even something that's lying flat, it's not upside down. You can't say it's now being placed in an opposite direction to how it was grown. It's just at a 90 degree angle to how it grows. That already is a problem in Derech Delosan. Of course, the big mokim to discuss it is in Hilchas Lulav with regard to the Na'anuim. Because we know the halacha is on Sukkos. We shake the Lulav. Fine. So, Minat Torah, all you got to do is pick it up, a shake, that's all you need to do. But we know that there's an inyan of Na'anuim. We shake it in all directions. In all directions, in all six directions.
The Sephardi makes sure that it's always upright, even in all six directions.
Really?
Yes.
So what we're going to discuss is an Ashkenazi now, the Ramah. Maybe the Sephardim is different. The Ramah asks this question. The Ramah brings an opinion that says, that be very careful. When you are pointing the lulav in a downward direction, don't turn it upside down. That's what he says. Don't turn it upside down, because if you turn it upside down, then you're wasting your time. Because you're not now holding the arba minim in the correct direction. That's what he says. Don't turn it upside down. The obvious question is, says the Darkei Moshe, he asks in this opinion, why was that opinion only concerned about the downward direction? What about all the side directions? This is not the Ramah's Chiddush. The Ramah's quoting a Yesh Machmirim that some say, be careful. When you're pointing in a downward direction, don't flip the lulav round. Says the Ramah, I don't understand. That's not just an issue in a downward direction. That's an issue in every direction you point. You point left, right, Mizrach, Mariv, you've got the same issue. Says the Ramah, that no. He says, the Basharna Anuim, Nikro Derech Gedeloson. That's considered Derech Gedeloson. De Einay Mahapach Kolkach Halulav. You're not completely flipping around, it's horizontal. Then he says, actually, he says, Vagam, Lepa'omim Halulavim Neitin Kach Be'ilon. This is the way that sometimes the lulav itself grows on the tree. Not just because of its weight, but the branches actually point out in a horizontal direction, but they never point downwards. So you see from the Ramah that the Ramah seems to be debating this point exactly. Sideways. Is that a problem? Does that mean it's not Derech Delosan or not? In one teretz he seems to be saying that's not a problem. The main thing is don't have it upside down. But sideways, that's okay. In the other teretz he seems to be saying that no, sideways would be a problem. Sideways would be a problem. Lulav is not a problem because that's the way they happen to grow in the tree. But if not for that, then sideways would be an issue as well. Seems to be a machlekes.
The arava tree doesn't grow upwards. Arava tree goes in all directions. Whichever way the branch happens to be pointing.
Even if it's true by arava, you still have a shadow with the other arava minim.
Right.
Now, you might be right, but I've got to work out why every single one of the arba minim in a sideways direction is not a problem. So, say a arava, what about the lulav? That the Darkei Moshe is saying, either you have to say that sideways is not a problem, or essentially it would be a problem, but here it's not a problem because this is the way that they grow. This is the way that they grow naturally on the tree. The Mishnah Brura quoting this lahalacha. If you look in the last Marmokim on the sheet, he says, "Zeboinon sheyitlon derech kedeloson beilon." Ve'im hipech, and if you flipped round the arbaminim upside down, afilu b'diavad lo yotzo. Even b'diavad, you're not yotzo the mitzvah. Umitam zeh. And because of this, Kosef Maharil, Maharil writes, she'oison ha'leikhim hadasim yeveshim ha'boim me'italia. Those who are purchasing hadasim which come from Italy, yatirum v'yiru shemunochim k'derech g'deiloson. T'rapa'omim munochim roishoy shel zeh, b'tzad ikoroy shel zeh. V'kosef b'matei Moshe, t'gam k'shenoitlin roshein min ha'tzad, even when they're pointing at a sideward direction, shaloi have a shaloi kederach leilosan. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be paskening halacha lemaisa, that if you have something which is positioned at a flat horizontal direction, that's a problem. That's not derach leilosan. The Mishnah Berurah says, "I have an unbelievable raya. I have an unbelievable raya from Tosfos." Why? What's the raya? We know that when we shake the arba minim on Sukkos, Shaila, do you need an egget? Do you need something that binds all the arba minim together? So there's a question. What are you going to make this bind out of? Tosfos says, if I make this binder out of a different species, then it turns out that altogether you've taken five species. You took the lulav, the arava, the hadasim, and the esrog, and you made a ring out of a different tree completely. So you've now taken five species. You can't do that. Says Tosfos, no, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because the ring is horizontal.
What?
The ring that's binding the lulav, that eged, is held at a horizontal direction. It's not pointing upwards, it's pointing at a horizontal direction. I'm talking about our rings. Yeah, we had the fancy schmancy rings that didn't exist in the time. Which was a little ring, literally a ring. Right. Tabas.
It's the same as we found in the middle. You know.
Oh, those rings, for example, we have round the lulav. So that's what Tosfos is referring to.
Rings don't have any directions, but maybe.
Yeah, but if it's pointing flat. Says Tosfos, that can't be a problem. You're not taking five minim. Because this last min, you can't be Mekayim HaMitzvah with anyway. It's only an issue. We know, Baal Tosif. Tosfos take four minim, don't take five. You're only over the issue of Baal Tosif if you're performing a mitzvah with an extra item. So the Torah told you, shake four, don't shake five. Says Tosfos, the last min, this fifth species, you're not shaking at all. That's not a mitzvah because it's in a horizontal direction. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you see clearly in Tosfos, absolutely clearly, that Tosfos paskens, that whatever is held at a horizontal direction, is also a problem of Derech Leiloson. And when we say it's a problem, here we're using it to our advantage. We're saying, oh great, well, if it's not a way of being Mekayim HaMitzvah because it's horizontal, fantastic, so I haven't been over Baal Tosif, so I'm quite happily have the ring made from a lulav out of a different species completely. And I won't be considered to have transgressed Baal Tosif. That's the Mishnah Berurah's raya. We see this again, and this brings the point that you raised before. The Torah has a very big chiddush again in Hilchos Sukkah. Tof Reish Lamed, number 9 on the sheet, says the Torah, Yesh Medaktikin. There are those who are concerned, Kesha'oisin Doifin, when you make the Sukkah wall, Mikonim, out of reeds, Lahamidon Derech Gedeloson, they say that you should erect them in the same direction that they grow. Kedamrinon gaba lulav, just as we say with regard to lulav, she'en yetzin boy elach derech delosay. The Torah is telling us that there's an opinion that you don't have to make your walls, by the way, out of trees or plants. You can make it out of metal or whatever you like, as long as it's a fairly strong material. But if you do make it out of a plant material, then you've got to erect it in the same direction as they would grow naturally from the earth. That's what the Torah says. Says the Torah, no, but ain't a tzarech. It's not true. It's not true, you don't need to. Kiven shedefonois ksherim mikol dovo. The walls of the sukkah can be made from any item. If they can be made from any item, then they can't possibly be a dictate on which direction I erect them, because I could be using out of paper as well, if it was strong metal. There can only be a concern of Derech Gedeloson if I must be using a plant. If I must be using a plant, then there can be halachas of how you must hold it. But if I don't need to be using a plant in the first place, I could put up with bricks as well. So therefore, even if I happen to choose to use a plant to make my walls of the sukkah, it doesn't matter if it's upright, sideways, upside down, no concern whatsoever.
Well, what does have a mean? Everything or nothing?
Okay, if you don't use it, don't apply. But when you're using it, and it's part of the mitzvah when you're sitting there.
Oh, so you're right. So the first opinion clearly holds like this. The first opinion will obviously say that, listen, it's true. You don't have to use trees for the walls of your sukkah. You can use bricks. But if you do use trees, put them up in opposite direction. The Torah just seems to be saying that no. Inasmuch as you don't have to use trees at all, so when they are put, for example, upside down, it can't be worse than bricks. So this is not the right direction for a tree. Fine, it's not a tree, it's a brick. Brick is also kosher. Right, it's a chiddush. That seems to be machlokes. Comes along the Bach and says, 1 minute. So what happened to schach? We put our schach flat on the sukkah. That's not derech de'ilasin. Look at the Bach, number 10 on the sheets. Ve'ein lahakshois, he says, don't ask me a question, al hamadaktikim, on those who are concerned with having the trees upright by the walls. Ho haschach lehava derech de'ilasin. The schach is flat out on the sukkah. So how are you makayim mitzvah? It's also a problem.
It's a very simple. Can tell you do something if there's possibility to do it.
So 1 second.
That's what you're talking about.
The Bach says two answers. The Bach says, number one, the gam be'ilon atzmoi oimdim kach ho anofim netuyin be'ilon. He says, number one, this is derech de'ilasin because the branches anyway grow on a horizontal direction. Okay. Inami, the second underlined part, he says, Shani schach. Schach is different. To keep in the kol schach, shaloika derech de'ilasin. I mean, that's the way that schach is. What do you want? Is therefore leibo'in on derech de'ilasin. You simply don't require derech de'ilasin in that case. Okay. So what do we see from this Bach? The Bach asked a question, the Bach gave two tirutzim. The Bach said that, number one, I don't understand, when you have your schach straight out in a flat horizontal direction, that's not derech de'ilasin. He said two answers. Either it is, because that's the way the branches grow, or you're right, it's not, but it doesn't matter because what else should you do? That's the way that schach, the position of the sukkah is such that all schach is going to be flat. So clearly the dictate of the Torah is that schach can be flat. Okay. But one thing we see clearly from the Bach. One thing the Bach assumed as a davar poshut is you see that he assumed that anything that's held in a horizontal direction is not derech de'ilasin. Otherwise the whole question was a non-starter. What does he say? He says, "Oy gevalt, I saw in the Yesh Medaktikin that they're all concerned with having the walls of the sukkah in the right direction. Oh, what about the schach? What about it? How can you compare? The schach is horizontal. Who says that's a problem at all? Maybe it's only a problem in the case of the Torah when you're talking about flipping around the tree completely. You see, the schach, the Bach doesn't differentiate. Like we saw from Rashi, and from the Mishnah Berurah, and from Tosfos, and the Matan Moshe, many poskim seem to be saying that it's quite clearly in Rashi ala Torah, don't have the beams flat out, therefore that's why the Bach was troubled by the schach. Schach is horizontal, horizontal is no good.
The Arter doesn't get him out so much of that. He says, it's horizontal.
No, so one teretz is that in this case you're allowed to have a horizontal because that's the way they grow on the tree.
I think that should be good for Nanuni Man, if for anything else.
For whatever grows like that, but not Nalulav. And the other teretz is, in this case, you just don't have a choice. But you see that without that, essentially, if you would have a choice, of course, horizontal is not considered. Derech de'ilasin.
But we have another proof that second answer correct. Because when we describe Mishkan, and we need to carry ark, we have this poles which you're carrying. And what position they are. You know, we have two poles which carry. So what are you talking about? Carry them also up. Also, it's big mitzvah. It's not the small one.
So you're asking a Moedika kasha. In fact, you're almost asking the Meshech Chochmah's kasha. The Meshech Chochmah says that, 1 second, forget the badim themselves. What about the Oren? Why did the Torah choose to tell me this halacha of Atzei Shittim Oimdim only with regard to the kroshim? The Oren is also made out of wood. So why didn't the Torah say, excuse me, when you build the Oren, make sure that you have all the pieces of wood that make up the Oren in an upward direction? The Torah doesn't say that. Not a word about how the wood could be placed. Up, down, right, left, no problem. When it gets to the crushim, suddenly the Torah says, oh, make sure they're upright. What happens?
And the Aaron cannot always obey, because some parts are horizontal, some parts are vertical.
Yeah, that's what Michael is asking. I'm asking, forget, Michael is asking on the Badim. I said, what about the Aaron itself?
The beams.
But why did the Torah not say that when you build the actual Aaron, the Aaron has to be made of pieces of wood which are positioned in an upward direction? The Meshech Chochmah asked this question. I wasn't going to say it, but if you look at number 8 on the sheets, it says the Meshech Chochmah, Lamishkon atzei shittim oimdim shenot lon derech delosan. V'dafka b'kroshim. It's only with regard to kroshim that the Torah dictates this. Shehoyu nifrokin b'masois zeh mizeh. Because they were always dismantled back and forward. Every time that Klal Yisrael moved, they dismantled the walls of the Mishkon. Aval oreinu mizbeach, the altar, the ark, the oreinu mizbeach shehoyu mechuborin tomid. You never dismantled the Oren. You never dismantled the Mizbeach. You just simply moved it from one place to another. Lo yhoyu eitzim kederech kedeloson. Says the Meshech Chochmah, an unbelievable chiddush. There, you do not require derech kedeloson. On a movable item, that the item can be held like this or like that, that's dismantled. There's an issue of derech kedeloson. So the krashim and the mishkon, every single one, it made up a wall. But then you pulled it apart. So now we require that it's positioned upright.
Right now it doesn't work anyhow. Because we're forbidden to take these poles from Ark. They should be always there.
Correct.
But we're taking it from Shulchan, we're taking it for Mizbeach, we're taking them, as soon as we put Mizbeach, we take this horizontal stuff and put it in the corner, and then assemble it again. What he will do, say
with the Badim over there, yeah. So
not the Badim, I call it not Badim. How you know?
Yeah, the Badim, 100% the Badim.
So what he will say about
it. You're right, so he's not discussing the Badim, he's just discussing the actual Kli itself. But by the way, we need to understand, what does Meshech Chochmah mean? Why should that make a difference if it's something that's dismantled? Oh, then you need Derech Delosan. And if it's something that's transported, it's an entirety, then not. Okay. But look how he concludes. He says at the end of number 8, Olachein besuka v'defonois v'schach loy bori derech gedeloson uborur ma'oid v'yuyin tor u'bachshom. He says, you see, look in the tor and the bach, and they're busy working out the walls of the sukkah, they have to be derech gedeloson, and the schach. Meshech Chochmah says, in my opinion, the whole discussion is a non-starter. Why is a discussion a non-starter? Because it's a personal, private halacha, only in the krushim. On something which is dismantled to and fro, that's when we require derech deloson. But on something which is kept in one piece in its entirety, there is no dictate of derech deloson. Therefore, when you're discussing the walls of the sukkah, you don't pull down the walls and put them up every single day. Once you finish with the mitzvah, finish, you pack it away. But it's not something that's stripped apart and put together again. There's no din of derech deloson then. So too the schach as well. That's the Meshech Chochmah's enormous chiddush. So with regard to the Badim, I don't know, you have to discuss the Badim. But it's possible to suggest a chiddush, and it's perhaps meduyik in the Bach, and where this will finish, that it might well be very logical to suggest that the whole concept of derech deloson only refers to a mitzvah whose nature is to erect something. If the mitzvah is put something up, then we can discuss which direction should I put it up.
Yes.
With regard to sukkah, there's no mitzvah to put up the sukkah. The mitzvah is sit in a sukkah. That's what you've got to do, sit in a sukkah. Now obviously, if you don't have a sukkah to sit in, then you can't sit in a sukkah. But the Torah doesn't say erect the sukkah. With regard to the kroshim, the mitzvah is v'asisa kroshim atzei shittim oimdim. That was the mitzvah, erect the kroshim. So then we can have a whole discussion. It's got to be upright, it can't be upside down, it can't be sideways. So to the dalad minim. What's the dalad minim? The mitzvah of the dalad minim is grab hold of the dalad minim. That's the whole mitzvah. So that's why there can be a discussion. Oh, how must I hold it? But for example, sukkah. Schach. The mitzvah is not grab hold of schach. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is sit in a sukkah. That might well be why there's room to say that there's no issue of Derech Deilosan with regard to Sukkah, and so too we brought the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says that when you are burning the Parah Aduma, or when you're preparing the different ingredients for the Metzeira, and you're taking the Atzei Shittim, the Eitz Erez, do you have to throw it into the fire, Derech Deilosan? It could be that over there you don't need to. There, the mitzvah is not erect a piece of wood, grab hold of a piece of wood. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is get it in the fire. How, what, which, I couldn't care less. I've got to have the ashes of a cedar tree. How it gets there, you can fly it there as well. What's the difference? That's why it could be, that's what the Sfas Emes means. The Sfas Emes says, tzorech iyun. Because the Mishnah, the Gemara does say, kol ha-mitzvah, it sounds like an all-encompassing rule. But the Sfas Emes is suggesting that when it comes to the cedar tree, in the Parah Aduma case, or in the Metzera, the mitzvah there is not to erect anything. And so too with the Besomim on Motzah Shabbos. The mitzvah is not to hold Besomim, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to smell them. If you have Besomim on the table, you can smell them there as well. That's why it might well be, that's why this Marivail we don't paskin like. The Marivail is telling us in enormous chiddush, when you hold the Besomim, you've got to hold them upright. It might well be the lalach, we don't paskin like that, because the mitzvah again is not to erect Besomim. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to grab hold of Besomim. Once you're discussing a mitzvah whose whole nature is put something up, hold it, then we can discuss which direction, how must you hold it, upside down, the right way up, horizontal. But if the mitzvah is nothing to do with the way it's held, nothing to do with the way it's erected, the mitzvah is something else completely, then there's certainly room to discuss that the whole concept of Derech Deilosan, therefore, doesn't apply. So in summary, we said it seems to be that even though the Gemara says there's a concept of Atzei Shittim Oyimdim Derech Deilosan, we're familiar with it with regard to the Arba Minim, with regard to holding the Esrog upside down. It seems to be the consensus of most that horizontally held items also is a problem of Derech Deilosan, and in fact it might be Mufurosh Rashi. Rashi says, hold the beams the right way up. He didn't say, and not upside down. He said, and not lying down flat. So too, Tosa says, the ring of the lulav, because it's in a horizontal direction, doesn't interfere with the mitzvah at all. You can't be mekayem a mitzvah with that anyway. And that's clearly the opinion of the Bach. The Bach was concerned with schach. Is that derech deilosan or not? So notwithstanding all his terutzim, but what was his kasha? Schach is horizontal. Schach is not upside down. Again, you see from the Bach, that even something held at a horizontal direction is also considered not to be Derech Deilosan. We're suggesting that perhaps it's only a mitzvah whose nature is you've got to erect something, you've got to hold something, then there's a dictate, it's got to be Derech Deilosan, how you must put it up, how you must hold it, but on the eight areas you must throw in the fire, the mitzvah is there not to hold anything. The mitzvah is not to erect anything. The mitzvah of Besomim on Motzah Shabbos is not to hold the Besomim, it's just to smell them. It could well be, therefore, that there's no Shaila, that there's no Inyan of Derech Deilosan, and so too with regard to Sukkah and Schach. Sukkah, the mitzvah is not to erect the Sukkah, rather the mitzvah is sit in a Sukkah. The Sukkah is Teshu Shivas Yom. It doesn't say anywhere there's a mitzvah to build a Sukkah. Therefore, again, because the mitzvah is not the erecting of the Sukkah, it's not the building, it's just the having, it could therefore be. That's why the halacha, there's no problem of Derech Deilosan with regard to the Sukkah.
Yes, and it's very good.